Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the fifth day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 634, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Alt of the Golf Manor Synagogue in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Alt slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Alt will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim for those who are sick. Rabbi Alt will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to daven, to insert the names for all those who are in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I had the great honor a couple of months ago to spend some time with Rabbi Alt. We met up with a group of rabbis in Atlanta. It's always a kibbutz to spend time with Rabbi Alt. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for your dedication to this beautiful program, keeping it going strong and inviting me back to join, which is really a source of chizuk for myself, source of inspiration that I get from joining so much of Am Yisrael to pray together for the welfare of Am Yisrael. And a tremendous thank you to the OU as well for the immense support that they've been offering all of us during these very difficult times. We're now approaching Shabbos Parshas Chukas, where we're going to read Parshas Chukas. And there is one of my favorite Dvar Torahs of all time related to this week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas. There's an obscure minhag to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, to fast the Friday before Shabbos Parshas Chukas, which is very unusual because most fasts are linked to the calendar, and this one is linked to a parsha. This is not a minute that's kept by all, but it is cited by the Magen Avraham. Why it should be linked to the parsha? Well, this fast is linked to a tragedy that occurred. There was a number of Jewish books that were burnt publicly, and it was a very, very tragic event. And the community that experienced that took it upon themselves to fast on that day. One of the leading scholars of that generation was very deeply disturbed. How could it be? How could the Torah itself be burnt before our very eyes? How could God want such a thing? And in a dream, he saw the words, Da Gezeiras Oraisa. This is a decree of the Torah. This has been heavenly ordained, and this is what Hashem has felt is necessary. Those three words, Da Gezeiras Oraisa, are exactly the three words of the Targum Onkelos, the translation of Onkelos towards the beginning of this week's parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute of the Torah. Da Gezeiras Oraisa in Aramaic. That word Gezeiras also could be the decree. This is a decree of the Torah. There's a letter from Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the famous author of Misos Yisharim and Derech Hashem, who's discussing a similar tragedy that happened in one of his communities. And he writes there a very powerful idea about Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas begins with the Parah Aduma, the mitzvah of the red heifer. And Rashi tells us that the mitzvah of the red heifer is linked to the sin of the golden calf. Ramchal writes that the sin of the golden calf was a tremendous flaw in the Jewish people, and Hashem was prepared to destroy the entire Jewish people as a punishment for that one sin. It was only because Moshe Rabbeinu, he intervened and he prayed for mercy that Hashem did not execute that punishment, destroying the entire Jewish people and starting over from scratch. However, writes Ramchal, that punishment never completely disappeared, but rather was elongated, it was stretched out. And as we know from many sources, all the tragedies of the history of the Jewish people, they're linked back to that sin of the golden calf. However, writes Ramchal, that the red heifer steps forward and the burning of the red heifer takes the place of the burning of the Jewish people. However, writes Ramchal, that leaves us with a problem. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, after we no longer have the mitzvah of the red heifer actively being fulfilled, what then will take this place? What then will atone for the sin of the golden calf? He writes that unfortunately, many of the tragedies of Jewish history are what take its place. But there is an alternative, he writes. If we sacrifice ourselves, if we sacrifice our own personal luxuries, our own personal conveniences and comforts for the sake of our fellow Jew, for the sake of fulfillment of Torah and mitzvos, that acts as an equal sacrifice in Hashem's eyes, and that can take its place. And I think about this as we've gone through so much suffering, so much sacrifice as a people, and now just recently been able to celebrate a little bit with a significant salvation, the destruction of Iran's march towards nuclear weapons, relieving the Jewish people of a tremendous danger, but still we are in the midst of a lot of suffering and a lot of sacrifice. And if we can continue to sacrifice ourselves, as so many people have done, as soon as so many needs have come forward, to sacrifice of themselves to take care of each other and to uphold the Torah and the mitzvos, Hashem should accept that in its place, and we should see the ultimate salvation. We should see no more suffering for the Jewish people, no more tragedies, with Hashem's help. We'll continue now to recite Tehillim, beginning with Kapitel Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor de David. Ya'ancha Adinoi b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem v'hiya'akov. Yishlach Ezra ha-Mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chaysecha v'oilasech yidashens nasela. Yitin lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranin of Yeshua Secha, Vishem Elohim Nidgo, Yamale Adinoi Komish Ali Secha. Atal Yodati, Kershia Adinu Mishinho, Yahanehu Mishme Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Eil of a Rechav, the Eil of a Susim, the Anachnu, Vishem Adinoi Elohimu Naskir. He Makur of Nafalu, the Anachnu Kamnu Vinis Odad, Adinoi Hushia, Kamelch Yahanenu, the Yon Karenu. Continue with Kapitel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor v'David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Binois deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchis inahaleni. Nafshi yoshevi v'yancheni b'magdi tzedek l'ma'an shmo. Gam ki eilich b'geitz amavas lo ira ra, ki ata imadi. Shivtecha u'mishantecha himi yinach amuni, ta'arich l'fonai shulchan neged tzayirai, bishanta v'shem en reishi, kreisi rivaya. Ach toi v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veis adinoi lo'erech yomim. Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir l'ma'alois. Esa einai el heharim me'ain yovoi ezri. Ezri mi'im adinoi, oyisei shemayim v'oret. Al yitein l'mut raglecha, al yanum shemrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adinoi shemrecha, adinoi tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adinoi yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adinoi yishmor tzeizcha uve'echa me'ata ve'ad olam. Kvito Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir ha-ma'alois. Mimam akim kerasicha adinoi. Adinoi shemo v'koyli. Tihyena aznecha kishuvois v'kol tachanunoi. Im avoinois tishmaya adinoi ni amoid. ki imcha hasimcha lema'an tivarei. Ki visi adinoi kiso nafshi velidvaro huchalti. Nafshi ladinoi nishoimim laboiker, shoimim laboiker. Yachel yiso al adinoi ki ima adinoi hachesed vaharbi imoi sedus. Vihu yitse es yisoyeo mikol avonisof. Kuf Membeis 142. Maskil David, Bihoiso de Ma'ara Sifila, Koli el Adinoi Ezok, Koli el Adinoi Eschanon, Eshpoich Lefonesichi, Tsoresi Lefonov Agid, Behisatef Olai Ruchi, the Atoyo Datonesi Vasi, Boyerzu Alech, Tanu Fachli, Habet Yamin Ure the Eni Makir, Ovad Mamois Mimeni, Ein Duration Nafshi, Loaki Lecha Adinoi, Omarti Atamachsi, Choki, the Eretz Hachayim. Hashiva of Minosi, Kidaloisin Oid, Hasileni Mirotsfarki and Sumimani. Huitsia mi Matya Nashi, Huidoisa Shemecha, Bi Achtur Tzadikim, Kisigmo Oloi. Said together now, Achenu. Achenu Kobes Israel, Hanesunim Betzara, Vashivya, Hoindim Bain Bayam, Uvain Bayabasha, Hamakum Mirachim Alehem, V'yotziim mitzara l'ravacha u'mi'afela l'oira u'mishibu d'ge'ula. Hashta ba'agala u'vizman kariv v'rimar ami. And as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Ami. Continue with the Mishaber for the Chayalei Tzahal, for the soldiers of the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaber Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivarech as Chayalei Tzva HaHaganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei HaKochos HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishma Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad V'Divar Mitzrayim Mine Yom HaGadol Al Revo HaRavo V'Chol Mekonim Shehem B'Yibasha B'Avir V'Yom Yitin Adonis Avenu Hakonim Alenu Nigafim Vifihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzel Es Chayelenu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nega U'Machla V'Yishlach Brocha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Yadehem Yad B'Sanim Etachtehem Z'Yachem B'Chesu Yeshua U'V'Atez Nitzachon Tiken B'Hem HaKasuf Tzi Adonoi Eloheichem Halech Imachem Lilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem V'Shiaschem V'Neymar Amen. Continue now with the Mishaber for the Shvuyim, for those who are being held in captivity as hostages. Mishaberach Avisenu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech, V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Medrei Tzva Hagadol Yisrael U'Shvuyav, V'Kol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzara V'Shivya, Ba'avur Shekol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh, Mispalel Ba'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Yimali Rachanim Aleihem, V'Yotzeihem Michoshech V'Talmaves, U'Mososeihem Yinatek, Minsukusehem Yoshiim, Yishivim Mehira the Chik Mishpachusehem. Yogu Adinu Hazdov and if Isav is near Adam, the Kendahem Mikroshekasu, Ufuduye Adinu Yeshuvun, Uva Utsion Birina. The Simchas Oilam al Risham, Sosoin, the Simcha Yasigu, the Nasu Yogin Vanacha, Vanimar Ame. Continue with the Mishaber for the Cholim, and we'll pause for everyone to recite the personal Cholim that they are praying for. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron Dov V'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem V'Achalimam ולרפוסם, לחזיקם, לחיוסם. וישלח להם מהירה, רפואה שלמה משמיים, לכל ויריהם, ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שער חול ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. השתה, בעגלה, בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Al. Appreciate having you on. We look forward, please God, and your Hashem, to having you back here on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope, tikvah, to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.